It was down by the Sally Gardens my love and I did meet. She crossed the Sally Gardens with little snow-white feet. She bid me to take life easy as the leaves grow on the tree. But I was young and foolish, and with her I did not agree. In a field down by the river, my love and I did stand, and upon my leaning shoulder, she laid her snow-white hand. She bid me to take life easy, as the grass grows on the weirs, but I was young and foolish, and now I am full of tears. Down by the Sally Gardens, my love and I did meet. She crossed the Sally Gardens with little snow-white feet. She bid me to take life easy as the leaves blow on the tree. But I was young and foolish, and with her I did not agree. Where dips the rocky highland of Sleuthwood in the lake, there lies a leafy island where flapping herons wake. The drowsy water rats, there we've hid our fairy vats full of berries and the reddest stolen cherries. Come away, O human child, to the waters and the wild, with a fairy hand in hand, for the world's more full of weeping than you can understand. Where the wave of moonlight glosses the dim gray sands with light, by far off furthest roses we foot it all the night, weaving olden dances, mingling hands and mingling glances, till the moon has taken flight. To and fro we leap and chase the frothy bubbles, whilst the world is full of troubles and is anxious in its sleep. Where the wandering water gushes from the hills above Glen Car, in pools among the rushes that scarce could bathe a star, we seek for slumbering trout, and whispering in their ears, give them unquiet dreams, leaning softly out from the ferns that drop their tears over the young streams. Away with us he's going, the solemn-eyed. He'll hear no more the lowing of the calves on the warm hillside, or the kettle on the hob sing peace into his breast, or see the brown mice bob round and round the oatmeal chest. For he comes, the human child, to the waters and the wild, with a fairy hand in hand, for the world's more full of weeping than you can understand. I hear the shadowy horses, their long manes ashake, their hooves heavy with tumult, their eyes glimmering white. The north unfolds above them, clinging, creeping night. The east, her hidden joy before the morning break. The west weeps in pale dew and sighs, passing away. The south is pouring down roses of crimson fire. O vanity of sleep, hope, dream, endless desire. The horses of disaster plunge in the heavy clay. Beloved, let your eyes half close, and your heart beat over my heart, and your hair fall over my breast, drowning love's lonely hour in deep twilight of rest, and hiding their tossing manes and their tumultuous feet. The trees are in their autumn beauty, the woodland paths are dry, Under the October twilight, the water mirrors a still sky. Upon the brimming water, among the stones, are 59 swans. The 19th autumn has come upon me since I first made my count. I saw before I had well finished, all suddenly mount, and scatter wheeling in great broken rings upon their clamorous wings. I have looked upon those brilliant creatures, and now my heart is sore. All's changed since I, hearing at twilight, the first time on this shore, the bell beat of their wings above my head, trod with a lighter tread. Unwearied still, lover by lover, they paddle in the cold, companionable streams or climb the air. Their hearts have not grown old. Passion or conquest, wander where they will, attend upon them still. But now they drift on the still water, mysterious, beautiful. Among what rushes will they build? By what lake's edge or pool? Delight men's eyes when I awake some day to find they have flown away. I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, nor yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill, but time and chance happeneth to them all.